In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there, I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
We're starting a message this week on The Good Fight from the pastoral series of messages that we've been doing for some time now. But honey, before we get into this, why don't you pray?
Father, we're so grateful that you have given us the Holy Spirit to help us with this fight, which is really simply a walk in the Spirit. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that as we walk in the Spirit and not yield to our flesh, that there will be no condemnation to those of us who believe in you. And so we're asking for your guidance and your directions, and most of all, your Holy Spirit actively released in us so that we can represent you here in the earth. We pray for our president, our vice president. We pray for everyone that's in authority everywhere. And we know that it is your pleasure and desire for all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Well, surround them with men and women with truth by your Spirit that will speak boldly and confidently those things that you would have them to say, and then seal it in the hearts of our leadership so that they can make the right decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, let's go to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. I'm going to address verses 3 through 5. We may have talked about it a little bit before, but I feel impressed to go back there now because of this day and age that we're living in. And like someone said about the Bible, nothing really is new. Paul taught Timothy back then about the necessity and importance of dealing with and addressing false doctrine, well, false teaching and false doctrine. Let's look a little bit at these three verses, verses 3, 4, and 5. In the King James translation, it says, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our doctrine, I'm sorry, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud," or the margin says, "a fool, knowing nothing, but doting," or in is the sense of being fond of, "is doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmising, perverse disputing of men, of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth." Destitute of the truth. "Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain." But I was looking at New International Translation, and there are several things in that verse, those verses. It says false teachers or false teachers are first of all conceited. These are the characteristics of a false teacher. They're conceited. Their desire is never to just display Christ. Their desire is always to promote themselves, to gain a following for themselves as opposed to Christ. You can watch any person in the ministry and observe who is it that they are promoting, who is it that they are trying to get people to follow. Is it them or is it Christ? Because if it's Christ, then they're heading in the right direction. But if it's themselves, then they usually are considered a false teacher because the first characteristic is conceit. "For any great teacher does not offer his own candle for illumination. He offers the light and truth of God's word." Paul knew that false teaching was going to have a negative effect on the church from its fledging time. I mean, so, and it hasn't changed. Today, the reason that the body of Christ is in the shape that it's in is because ministers are more concerned about personal gain than they are about feeding the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can almost depend on a false teacher being argumentative. They argue all the time. They have an argumentative spirit. They spend more time in circles of discussion or Bible study groups with talking about the doctrines of the Bible than they do about Christ.
Amen. That's true.
And they always want to argue points. A person that's arguing the Bible is usually one that's about to put his or her opinion in there as opposed to the truth from God's word. Luther once said, "He who merely studies the commandments of God is not greatly moved, but he who listens to God commanding will be almost terrified by the majesty of one so great." If somebody is always just talking about the commandments, you know, they're not moved by what it's saying. It's just saying something. It's like philosophy. It's like anything else. But one who is listening to God commanding, and that's when God is speaking all the time. How many of you know God says things other than the Ten Commandments? Okay, aren't you glad? I mean, the Ten Commandments are wonderful, but God is continually talking to his children. And it's those things. I mean, we have the Ten Commandments written out there, but there are some things that we're about to bump into or run up against that aren't necessarily chapter and verse. But because God loves his children so much, he's speaking. And so that commanding voice that he is sharing with them is just as important as the Ten Commandments, because if you keep all of the Ten Commandments and you don't listen to the voice of God as a believer, you could find yourself in some serious situations sometimes. So false teachers are a disturber or disturbers of peace. They delight in stirring stuff up and stirring people up. And that's why you have to make a decision to put some distance between them, because they'll have you doubting what it is that you know is the right thing to do. They're competitive, they're suspicious, especially of anybody that differs with them. Don't dare differ with them on anything, and they immediately start attacking you. They hurl insults at you. As far as your theological position is concerned, you can forget that. They do character assassination. The voice of a false teacher is that of bitterness and never love. Listen to how they say what they say. Amen. And it's always with bitterness. And where does that bitterness come from? What is the root of the bitterness? They've never learned to speak the truth in love. They've never learned to speak the truth in love. That's something that has to be taught. That is not automatic with salvation. That isn't automatic with your call. You have to purpose, and I have to purpose in my heart, that we're going to stay with the truth and do it in love, even though we have to be definite about it. There's a way to do it. If you are having to knock somebody in the head with the word of God all the time, sooner or later you're going to insert your personal opinion in there also, okay? And that root of bitterness is usually the exaltation of self. When they start exalting themselves, that's the beginning of the seed for bitterness. They also commercialize the word of God. They do it for religion, and they're out for profit. They see their teaching and preaching as a career and not a vocation or calling of God. This is my career, you know, like I'm a dentist, like I'm a physician, I'm a nurse, I'm a beautician, whatever it might be. They see it the same way. And so therefore, they do not ever have the Spirit of God causing them to share. Then what is the responsibility of the pastor or a good pastor in the midst of all of this? Every pastor worth his or her salt is clear that a laborer is worthy of their hire. Anybody that tries to withhold from someone sharing the gospel is going against the word of God. That's why when we have guest speakers coming in, we make sure that they are well taken care of. In fact, I told Bob Gass today when I called him to share with him what his love offering was for last Sunday. And he was, you know, commenting that there's nowhere that gives like RLCC. And I said, Bob, let me tell you something. We're not trying to outgive anybody else here. But we have accepted the mandate from Almighty God that when you all are beginning to doubt whether God knows where you are, he sends you by RLCC so he can bless you, so that you'll know that God is still aware that you're out there laboring for him. So that's part of our call, and so we do it with no effort hardly whatsoever. The pastor is clear on the labor being worthy of his hire, but also the motives of the person's work must always be to serve the people and not for private gain. If I thought, and we've only had two that have shown up in our ministry in 20 years that left us feeling very uncomfortable with their attitude towards the people after they ministered, and they were more interested in keeping their eye on their book table than they were on greeting the people. Well, they haven't been back anymore. And we know what people are supposed to do when they come here. They're supposed to love on you guys. They're supposed to feed you. They're supposed to give you the same honor and respect that we would require you to give to them. And if it's all for private gain, they get one shot at it. And then I want to know, how did we miss it on that one? Their passion is not to get, but to spend and to be spent in service.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.